Staff Sergeant William Burton carries the Indiana State flag. Cadet Second Lieutenant Corey Myers and Cadet Second Lieutenant Ethan Robinson on the right hand bearers. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem will be sung by Mark McNichols.
Down just a little bit, if you would. Thanks.
Gentlemen, the preliminaries are over.
No, fans, turn yours up. Other way. Turn it the other way.
Guys, let's throw the match, please.
I can't hear. There it is. All right. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, looking around in the bleachers, too, Coach, it's just an awesome thing to see all the fans, the relatives and family, but also the other wrestlers from the respected teams that are represented here tonight.
Yeah, just a camaraderie of people that have, you renew a lot of acquaintances. I know I have. I've been sitting down here. People I see maybe 2-3 times a year.
Daryl.
Daryl. Throughout the course of the season. Can you hear me all right, Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm real loud.
I've got the camera on mat number 3, which you will be viewing. Big Mr. Rex Peckinbaugh, the head wrestling coach, right there on your screen, making his way off to the side.
Our this first 112-pound match.
Sorry, Coach. I was just going to say our first match is going to be Paul Petrov, 45-0 sophomore from Hanover Central, against Chaz Buzz, 41-3 sophomore from Whitco.
Two sophomores, huh?
Two sophomores wrestling at it. Hey, our next match after that's going to be a sophomore and a freshman. So we got some young ones on mat number 3 in the first two matches.
We're at 6:59 right now, and we're about a minute away from action here. Keep in mind that if you want to drop us an email, you can do that by simply clicking on the little square there and typing in what you want and hitting send. And we'll try to get back a response to you as soon as possible, as soon as we retrieve it off our computer here at broadcastsport.net. I'm too excited. I can't sit down, Coach. I'm gonna keep my seat elevated up so I look as tall as you.
Okay, I'll stay seated.
I think you're all. So Paul Petrov, 45-0 of Hanover Central.
Well, it was a heck of a finals match last week at the Maryville Semi-State with him and
Brooks from
Jared Brooks.
Brooks kind of controlled him on his feet, but had difficulty getting out from underneath in the second and third period. Petrov will be in a black singlet. And in the blue singlet will be Chaz Buzz. He'll be representing the Whitco squad. He's coached by former Purdue wrestler Mr. Koontz, who was a state champion. I believe he was a one- or two-time state champion for Whitco High School back in the 90s. We're about ready to get it on. Your official is number 7 here, Greg Moll, who used to be a well-known official up north. He's from here down to the central part of the state.
Marty Schlosser is the assistant, isn't he?
He'll be assistant by Marty Schlosser. So we're about ready to get underway here.
Down on mat number 1, if you can hear in the background, they just announced the returning state champion, Cody Phillips from Union County, is getting ready to go at it again.
Front headlock by Petrov. Petrov on a 360 spin versus the front versus the Russian tie, 2-on-1 tie by Buzz. Now Petrov has just flipped his hips over, high legged over, and we go out of bounds. Mo signals no score as both contestants were out of bounds. We're going to get a free start on that. I'm surprised Petrov tried a risky move like a 360 here in the early going. There's a boot scoot, single, head outside, attempt to switch by Buzz, and Petrov high shoulders him, cuts him loose for one. Now it's 2-1 Petrov. Buzz runs a 2-on-1 on Petrov, and Petrov is kind of content with giving it to him.
Buzz has got 3 losses on the season, but I tell you what, he's taking it right after Mr. Petrov, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Petrov with an underhook with the left side. Now it goes an elbow tie. Runs him to the out-of-bounds line. Another boot scoot, duck under. Cracks him down, lands on his hip. Got a whizzer in by Buzz, so there's no control. Moe blows it out of bounds, so we're going to get a fresh start. Good call by referee Greg Moe, as Buzz still had the whizzer. As a single, a high crotch attempt cracked down by Petrov. Again, Buzz goes to a switch. Petrov steps over, hooks an ankle, and he gets his hips on top and gets his 2-point takedown for a 4-1 lead with 50 seconds left in the first period.
Well, I just got a text message from one of our homies from back home in Jimtown, Paul Bechtel. He wants us to say hi to him. So, hi, Paul. How you
Paulie,
doing tonight?
Good to see you. I saw you this morning at the gas station. I hope you did all right today, if you know what I mean. There's a nice single-leg attempt by Petrov for the takedown. He's got a 6-2 lead. Goes into a spiral ride. I think his strategy was to build up a little bit of a lead here with about 18 seconds left in the first period on mat number 3. We'll try to keep it posted. As you know, you can. We've got 4 cameras going down here in the early round. 3, I'm sorry. Coach Smith's mat number 2, we're down, right? Petrov with an armbar takes it to a hammerlock, and the period runs out. There's the flip. It goes green. Petrov takes down. Start the second period.
Well, I'm going to have to say, Coach, this is a little bit surprising to me. I'm not trying to take anything away from the Whitco wrestler, but I'm surprised that Petrov is down by 4 points this early in the match.
Petrov's head, isn't he?
Or, I mean, that's right, he is. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. I was looking at the wrong wrestler that time.
Petrov selected down in the second, and trying to get his, goes with lead to 5 now, 6, as he gets a switch, 8-3 as he cuts him loose now. Now he's got a 5-point lead as referee Greg Mullis gives the escape to Buss. Chas Buss, a sophomore also at 41-3. Both kids are sophomores. Petrov is 45-0. Got a real deep underhook. Changes it to an elbow tie. Runs Buss to the sideline. And he's got a wrist tie and an underhook. Trying to control the tie. Hits another duck under. Just a straight duck under. Nice level change by Petrov. And he gets the takedown for a 10-3 lead. Petrov cuts him now for a 10-4 lead as he gets his 1 point. Yeah, Buss gets his 1 point escape. Buss is doing a nice job of 2-on-1 on him, but has difficulty scoring on it. We're on mat 3. There's a low shot by Petrov. trying to come out the back door as he clears the legs. Bus crotch locks him, trying to develop stalemate here. Petrov high hips over on him. Now he's going to get his two-point takedown as he demonstrates control to the official. About 40 seconds left in the second period, and a 12-4 lead. Now 12-5 lead. Is he? No, he didn't give the escape yet. He didn't get clear-cut escape. Sometimes athletes have a hard time kicking guys out. They don't know how to clear them out of there, and the guy quickly turns in without getting an escape. So as a result, in this situation, Petrov does not increase his lead.
Keeps control, though, the way he had it.
Still has an eight-point lead. He's 12-4. Marty Schlosser, the mat assistant, coming into your screen there. He's assistant Greg Moll. As the period runs out, it will be Bus's choice. Chas Bus, a sophomore, takes down. Trails by eight. Petrov indicates optional start to referee Moe. Looks like he's going to kick him out for a 12-5 lead. Petrov with a two-on-one wrist tie. Changes to an underhook. Does a nice job of changing tie-ups to a boot scoop, duck. Covers the hips, throws a leg in. And right now, he's close to demonstrating control. And he does get the two. As referee Greg Moe gives the two. 14-5. 9-point lead. And Petrov's going to cut him again. Petrov has older brothers. One that wrestled at Purdue few years ago, and he's also got a younger brother at 103. Now hits into a front headlock cradle, right into his back, looking for the fall now. Plenty of time left. As he's got it locked pretty far, and there's the fall. Paul Petrov, your winner, at 103 pounds. Improves his record to 46-0. Petrov from Hanover Sanford.
Remains unbeaten, 46-0 now, and 103 pounds. Now up at Green, Josh Farrell from Greenfield Central, and Alonzo Shepard from Jefferson.
Alonzo Shepard from Greenfield Central. He will be in the, I believe.
He's in the blue singlet,
blue
coach.
Blue singlet, yes. Jeffersonville's Alonzo Shepard, 46-5. He'll be in the green anklet. There's a false start as referee Marty Schlosser starts him. Shepard in on a single. I'm sorry, Farrell in on a single, dumps it down. Gets his two-point takedown, locks up a cradle immediately, a near-side cradle. So Farrell opens up the scoring with a two-point cradle. And gets his one-point escape on the kickout. This is a second and a third-place finisher from different semi-states. An outside double by Shepard. Change to a single. Drives it up. Farrell countering with a lizard. Squares off. So now he's trying to bundle the elbows. And he releases it. There's a simultaneous shot by both men.
A noggin knocker, huh, Coach?
Yeah, and they come back up to their feet, both men pawing the head. Farrell with a lower stance than Shepard. Shepard dropping to a knee now. 2-1. There's a shot from out.
9-5, the final on that four, Danny Hamm of Prairie Heights advances with the victory.
Looks like this might get stalled out in the stalemate. We got about 38 seconds left. Farrell doing a nice job of throwing the hips. And then we get a release. Still in there.
103 pounders now up on that four from that Davis High School Levi Hall.
Shepard in the black singlet. Farrell in the blue.
Dylan Hall
from Greenfield Central. There's a shot.
From Yorktown.
Countered out nicely.
And from Warsaw,
Alonzo Shepard trailing 2-1 over Josh Farrell in blue. There's a shot by Shepard, and we run out of time. So the period ends 2-1. Josh Farrell of Greenfield Central. He's a ninth grader, a freshman. Wrestling a sophomore. Shepherd, a sophomore, 46-5. Shepherd takes down. Farrell's in an optional starter. Might kick him out. And he does. 1 point escape. We got a 2-2 match. Alonzo Shepherd with a shot from out. Low single. Kyler Ty blocks with his elbow pretty much. Farrell's shot from the outside. Farrell with an elbow tie. Shepherd with a shot from out from his knees. No real penetration there. Farrell doing a nice job of tying up elbows. Crowding in. Now he's got an overhook. May attempt a carry here. Although there's an ankle pick. Farrell drops him to his hip. And we got a 2-point takedown for Josh Farrell of Greenfield Central. He now has a 4-2 lead. Now be his choice in the third period. Throws a right leg in with a power half on the top. Keeping his hips above. Coach, I'm not going to be able to do the color all afternoon or all night. So you can chime in once in a while.
All right. Well, how about if I do the next one?
All right. Let's,
I'll pitch in when I can.
All right. Farrell,
I've been gazing up and down the arena here and just seeing Jared Brooks get his second takedown in the first period over Brock Bevins from Yorktown. So he's up 4-1 right now in the first period.
Right now you're watching Josh Farrell, Greenfield Central, a freshman. He is currently up on Alonzo Shepherd from Jeffersonville, 4-2. Got about 20 seconds left in the second period. Got a backside half, Nelson. I'll tell you what, this Greenfield Central kid, Farrell is not wrestling like a freshman.
No.
He's doing a pretty good job controlling. And I like the way he was real confident on his feet in the second period. He kicked him out like he said, hey, I know I'm going to take you down.
Yep. Confidence.
Yep. So right now, Josh Farrell's game plan is really kicking in. Lonzo Shepherd tries to almost kick out real quickly, and the time runs out in the second period. Greenfield Central's choice. He's going to take neutral, it looks like. I like the Greenfield Central coach's sporting, looks like Payne Stewart over there with the golf hat, coach.
Yeah.
So there's a single leg shot, corner cut by Josh Farrell of Greenfield Central. Now he elevates the foot, puts it on his hip, and crowds in and gets his 2-point takedown. 6-2, Josh Farrell. Now he wraps up a tight cradle. And we may have a potentially dangerous hold here. It looks
well, that
like
leg's a, in a bad
Yeah, it
bad
looks like
way.
A twisting knee lock, doesn't it? He releases it. And I believe Alonzo Shepherd wants to crawl forward here and get his base back. Now it's a 4-2 match down there on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Farrell from Greenfield Central in control here on that three. Our on-deck match is going to be a doozy. Nick Kroom of Jimtown is our on-deck mat, freshman, 43-7. He'll be taking on 52-1 Brendan Campbell, a sophomore from Newcastle High School. So for you Jimtown fans, stick by here on mat three because we're going to have some real action going. As Josh Farrell from Greenfield Central is in control with 35 seconds left. Got a far wrist ride, rotating from side to side on his counterpart, Alonzo Shepherd of Jeffersonville. Now, Shepherd turns in on, looks like he lost a little intensity there, coach.
Yep.
Kind of let up. You got to wrestle the entire 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes if it goes ultimate tiebreaker overtime.
And he's going to be satisfied to stay right there, just a few seconds to go.
He's not going to give up the escape. And that's what's going to end, 6-2. your winner, Alonzo. Josh Farrell.
Josh Farrell of Greenfield Cisco wins it.
Well, down there on mat number one, Brooks has opened up a 10-4 lead over Brock Bevins from Yorktown, and they're in the second period.
Coach, a second ago I looked down, it was 4-2.
Another takedown and some near fall.
All right, we have no losers here. They're all winners in my book, Coach.
Yep, just to get here is quite an accomplishment.
All right, we're about ready to get set here. In the gold and maroon singlet on your left is Nick Kroom, a freshman from Jimtown High School, Brendan Campbell in green from Newcastle High School, 52-1. Shot by Campbell on a single to Kroom's left leg. Kroom whizzes down. Changes off to a double, drives him out of bounds, dumps him on his hip, and is awarded 2 points. Your official is Mr. Schroeder from Indianapolis. And we'll have a fresh start here with Nick Kroom down 2-0 over Brendan Campbell. He's going to give him 1 point for the escape. And we're going to start on our feet with a 2-1 lead by Campbell. Underhook by Kroom. Campbell tries a short carry. Kroom trying to underhook and pitch him, it looks like. You're in the match. Don't try anything to get yourself in a whole lot of trouble. And Kroom has got a nice tight. There's a short carry by Campbell for a takedown, 4-1. Now he's trying to elevate a leg and stick a leg in. Got a nice cross face to a near wrist. Tight waist. Pete Schroeder, your official, number 9 on your screen. Now Campbell goes into a double leg, trying to rip the wrist out. Control ride, 4-1. Minute left in the first period. Brendan Campbell, we may get a stalemate here. Nick Kroom is not going to go over easy for Brendan Campbell. Got good weight on those elbows. Schroeder waiting here. This is going nowhere fast. As I'm surprised Schroeder's let it go this long.
Not a lot of action, just a little bit of stretching on Kroom's back. Okay, they're going to get a, you can get him tripoded up.
This could be tough.
Final, Zach Stevens of Maryville, your winner.
There's your stalemate. Oh, boy, 13.5. Looks like Coach Kern wanted to stalemate a lot earlier, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I didn't think there was a lot of action, but I'm not the official out on the mat right now.
There's a stand-up attempt, far ankle pick by Campbell. Kern tried to stand up. He's rotator right, and he changed it off to a near-arm chop. Zach Stevens win, Coach, down here, did you see?
Yeah.
Okay, Maryville's Zach Stevens.
9-0 over Nelson from West Noble.
Okay, period runs out 4-1. Brendan Campbell.
Once again sponsoring the Pick the Champions contest this year.
Both wrestlers look pretty good size for 112 pounders. Both put together pretty good. There's the start. Stand up switch. Stamp. Comes out to a front headlock. Campbell does touch the head, runs the corner. Looking for two. Pops his head and gets his 2 points for 6 points lead. Now he tight waist and stacks Kroom up. Does he have a wing there, Coach?
Or no, he just had a half.
Tight waist and half and elevated him up. Brendan Campbell looking for the fall. Now changes to a reverse half.
Well, he's got it locked got up, too.
Pinch. Now he goes into the legs. Almost like a Turk. Changes to a power half. Trying to sink chest to chest. Plenty of time left. 118 and counting. In the second
the
period.
Number one, Jared Brooks of Warsaw.
Wow.
Who's the 35-1 on the season?
And Jared Brooks of Warsaw just announces advance through the.
Boy, I tell you what, that's going to be one heck of a first round match tomorrow morning. Yeah, Coach Cody Phillips and Jared Brooks. That's going to be an exciting one.
Campbell goes to a head wrap. And the legs, now he lost it, but he's going to get 3 points for a near fall and a 9-1 lead. Now Nick Kroom gets his reversal for a 9-3 deficit.
come out the back door. Now maybe Kroom can go to work and get something
got
done
a little
here.
Yeah, spiral action going. Brendan Campbell kind of like bulldog, and now he's coming up with a straight back. Oh, boy, close to a full Nelson.
Yeah, that was close, Coach.
He's running with a high half. Campbell doing a nice job of keeping his head up, trying to peel the half hand, isolating it. Now he's trying to back pressure in, gets to his feet. Kroom working hard. Brings him back down the mat. But, he's about to turn the wrong way.
Oh, that was close.
In a last-ditch effort, was going the right way, and then he, for some reason, felt the pressure and went the other way and almost got put to his back. That period ends 9-3. Brendan Campbell, Nick Kroom's choice, takes neutral. He's going to try to go for the big move, it looks like. He needs six.
Well, if he gets on top of Campbell and he turns the wrong way again like he did a minute ago, he could be in trouble.
That's one of those proverbial big mistakes here at this level. Can come back to bite you, really.
Looks like we need a stalemate here. Campbell's just hanging on
the
bottom.
We got an early stalemate. Pete Schroeder calls him a stale, and we'll still have a fresh start. I'm surprised Kroom isn't pressing the issue. Not cutting that gap and going after it. Of course, Campbell's going to be content with where he's at. Score line.
15-7, the final on that number four, Dylan Paul.
Outside shot by Turris. Blocked out by Campbell. Campbell in the green singer from Newcastle High School. Now he's got a front headlock on Nick Kroom. Kroom trying to shoot through it. Almost has a takedown. Can dump him down. And we have
now
him out of bounds.
Four, 112 pounders.
So we'll get a fresh start. Jim Town coach Mark Turner to our right, yelling words of encouragement to Nick. Nick posts the elbow with his right hand. There's a shot by Campbell, too far out. Kroom pounds ahead. There's a shot by Campbell, single leg, corners it. Looks like Kroom's trying to go for a splato. Loses the leg, and then Campbell comes driving out, scores his 2 points for 11-3 lead. We're riding the out of bounds with 36 seconds left. We'll have a fresh start with Brendan Campbell on top. His coach, Rex Peckinpah, in his corner. Looks like he told him to stay on him, keep him down. Kroom with an outside leg stand up. Tries to peel hand out of the crotch as Campbell goes into a spiral.
Kind of hanging on that spiral.
And he cuts him loose with about 24 seconds left. 11-4. Another shot by a single leg. Kroom looks like he's trying to drape over for a splato. Now Campbell back hooks the far leg. Probably elevate maybe or just stay there to neutralize it. And it looks like Brendan Campbell is going to come out of this with a victory. And that's the way it's going to end. 11-4. So Campbell improves to 53-1.
Brendan Campbell of Newcastle, 11-4 winner on that number three.
And Nick Kroom will be back again next year.
Yep, he sure will, Coach. I'm sure he was
a career ahead of him.
Little bit nervous coming down here to Conseco as a freshman.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, here we go. Moving on, Matt. 112 pounds in red on the right side is Ramsey Coppinger, a 28-7 junior from Portage. He'll be wrestling Cody Kendall of Pike Central, a junior, 34-5. So Coppinger in red, Kendall from Pike Central in gold with the black pinstripes, huh, Coach?
I'm sorry, Coach, I was away from my headphones for a second. I just got a text message that our video is not on, so we're trying to get that taken care of.
Our audio is, though. In the red singlet, Coppinger with a high crotch outside, single. Tries to convert to a double, lifts, steps through, and he's going to get his two-point takedown. So Brandon Coppinger is going up. I think Coppinger might have been a third-place finisher out of the Maryville semi-state, making Kendall from Pike Central the second-place finisher.
And Farmers, we hope you get ready. Please visit the Farmers agents Nick Fazzelli and Matt Myers, who moved on the main concourse.
So here we go with 1:15 left. Looks, we're back on the air, it looks like. Video. Coppinger riding tough.
Jacob Boots, Bob, Livingston Sound, you win by 4 on that one.
Got an arm bar. He's gotten Kendall flattened out from Pike Central. Looks like he's got a near bar.
Now
at 1-1-1. Referee Greg Moe on the call. Now he shifts over to the right side, going to try to thread the needle. Kendall turns in, gets his one-point escape. Short sit, stand-up, one-point escape, 2-1. Coppinger of Portage makes a shot in the out-of-bounds. We go out-of-bounds, get a fresh start. So 2-1 with 30 seconds left in the first period. Brandon Coppinger of Portage High School. Over Cody Kendall. Coppinger being controlled right now. Goes to a 2-on-1. The patented Portage 2-on-1. Shucks it down. Looks like he's trying to shuck it down into a single leg. Now he shoots a straight out single. Kendall Wizards. As time runs out. So here's the flip. Goes red. Kendall. He defers. Coppinger takes down in the second period. He leads 2-1. Both boys are juniors. Tries to hit a stand-up, Coppinger does.
Kyle Pierce, the Central spider, right? Winner on that number two.
Now he's sucked back as hits a short turn in. Kendall with a half Nelson. A Coppinger looking for hand control. It's a semi stand up, sucked back again by. Now he gets a turn in as Kendall goes to a front headlock. He's got that front headlock pretty deep, Coach.
Yeah, he sure does. I was just looking at that hand all the way across there and going to comment the same thing. I'm not quite as quick as you are, though.
So we got a 1 point escape for Coppinger as he comes to his feet. 3-1 lead. He's got his 2-on-1. He's locked wrist. He's locking the wrist as we go out of bounds. There's a little throw that Portage sometimes tries off that. All right, 3-1, 1 minute left in the second period. There's a shot by Coppinger on a single leg. Drives into it. Knocks Kendall to his hip. Kendall tried to splaydle him. Now Coppinger is going to a Peterson roll finish. Turns back into the legs. No control is established. 3-1.
Lifting that ankle up to try to get Kendall down. And there he gets around behind him.
There he gets his two-point takedown. Now he falls to his hip as Kendall hit the switch. It's 5-1. Coppinger still in control. Trying to headlock Kendall. And then he releases the headlock and concedes the 2 points. 5-3 now, Coppinger, Portage. Go out of bounds, get a fresh start.
Well, you can see Fred Joseph in the corner for Coppinger screaming at him. He's got 22 seconds to go, and he wanted him to get an escape to go out of bounds, and Coppinger's taking an injury timeout. I'm not sure.
Reggie Wright, former three-time All-American from Oklahoma State, the coach talking to him along with Fred Joseph, standing straight up there in front of Coppinger. Coppinger looked like he had a little bit of a groin pull or that type of injury. He's looks like he's all right now. And he's got 22 seconds of injury time established there. And we'll get a fresh start with Kendall on top. But trailing score-wise, 5-3. Got about 16 seconds left. Coppinger needs an escape here. There's a nice lift and dump, and he steps over. Coppinger steps over and throws the legs in. And now he's got Coppinger on his back for a count. He's got a two count. He could get three. He is going to get three. So with 16 seconds left, Coppinger tries a high leg over and gets thrown to his back. Thank you. So now we have a 6-5 lead by Cody Kendall of Pike Central, and he's in a down position. Looks like Coppinger's going to cut him. Yeah, he's going optional start. Gives him a 1 point. Not yet. 1 point escape. Now it's 7-5. Coppinger's got to press the issue. He's almost got a full 2 minutes to score here.
And he's only down by two to get it tied back up, Coach. He kind of got caught there and got plenty of time, like you said, to regain his composure and get back ahead of the match. Kendall on a front headlock. He's kind of deep with that arm. Kind of had an underhook. Now he looks like he's gone across to the chin and with a front headlock on top of. We got a stalemate situation. The official brings the back center restart with a minute 28 to go in the third period. Coppinger is down by 2 points to Kendall. Coppinger's got a front head, but Kendall stands up and body locks him and dumps him right to the mat. Goes to a half Nelson. Picture perfect takedown. And he's got a half Nelson in, and he's getting back points. He's getting close to the fall, Coach.
Looks like he's got him awfully tight.
And there it goes. Ball.
So fans, local fans, want to put a shout out to Leo Mercado, one of our associates last week. He's tuning in. We miss you, Leo. Now on that number three from Penn High School, Alex Gregory from Martinsville. He'll be wrestling Mr. Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Fisher was 7th in the state last year at 112. Gregory was 4th in the state at 112. They're both up at 19 this year. They did not meet last year, and we're ready to get it on. Fisher in a blue singlet.
I know I talked to Coach Rhodes, and he said last week Gregory didn't have a real good semi-state tournament. He was sick, had strep throat. You said he missed a couple days of school this week.
Yeah.
Think he's feeling better. Now he's in on a single leg.
Posting.
Driving across. Now he's got both of them. He's got the head between. He's trying to come out the back door and turn.
Fisher trying to run out of bounds.
Work his way up, and he'll get the
takedown
here. Gregory's
in a pretty good position here.
And from
as soon as he gets up, he didn't have the hits. He's got Alex. He does. Kicks him down for 2 points.
There's two.
He got it. Alex Gregory with a 2-point takedown and a 2-0 lead here in the first.
Well, he's got that arm back. He's got a wing sunk in on this left side.
Got about a minute left in the first period. Nice little low single, elevated, and came out the back door into a high single situation. Kicked him out. Yeah, he wasn't himself last weekend. I don't. That's a great thing about taking the top four. Now Fisher tries a short sit. Gregory goes into the legs. He has both legs in. Trying to jerk the wrist out. Bring him to the mat. Fisher.
He's reaching up. Trying to pull him underneath. And
now he's got a power half. Trying to tuck the head under.
There he's got him broke down. Man, he's cranking on that neck hard too, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, he's got pretty good pressure there, Coach. Really extending that arm. Got a potentially dangerous call right now by referee Marty Slosson. 10 seconds left in the first.
And from Lawrence North, Brandon Nelson.
Fisher, a number number one finisher in the I believe they come out of Evansville, don't they? Martinsville? Fisher is the champion, and the fourth place finisher is Alex Gregory from Penn. The flip goes to Fisher. He takes down, trails by two.
Well, for you local fans, Paul Beck's ahead right now, 2-0 in the first period, down on mat number four. At 112 still.
Got injury time. Who is it on? It looks like The injury time is on Martinsville.
Well, they've got the blood clock running.
Maybe it's blood, Coach.
I'm just looking at the scoreboard, and they've got 5 minutes on there, so I think
it's blood. I think
issue.
His leg, it looked like, they're taping his left knee. Maybe he broke a scab open or...
Could have, yep.
Paul Beck with a 2-0 lead with about 10 seconds left in that first period down there on mat number four. Highly touted matchup between him and the Rice kid, isn't it?
Yeah, they're both seniors, and a 42-1 record for Kuhn, and Beck's got a 44-1 record. So that's not a gimme down there as a coach. Of course, when you get to this level, I don't think any of them are. Brandon Nelson just won down on mat number one with a fall.
All right, we're going to get a restart here to start the second period. There's a false start stand-up by the Martinsville wrestler.
Brandon Nelson, the lower score for the first period fall on that one. He advances at 119.
Gregory with a 2-point lead. Beck now leads 3-0 on that four. There's a jam chop by Gregory. Throws a leg in with a high half.
119 pounds.
Now he steps in
on that one. Danville High School, Neil Malloy. And Mishawaka Layton Vivian.
Gregory's got a spiral ride trying to break him down flat. Oh, he almost sucked him back down, but he sat out. He's
doing a nice job of riding him.
Having pretty high on that spiral. I guess he's not really in a true spiral because he's got a half in there trying to break him down, but he's got the firearm into a spiral.
Didn't want to overrun it. Now he throws both legs in and tries to stretch him out.
Getting a power half in, force that head under, and does a nice job putting that power half in, working that in on the same side as he did earlier.
3-1 the final on that number two, 112 pounds.
Got about a minute left. Less than a minute.
Indianapolis.
Now he's got a half on the left side, tucking the head. Still doesn't have a count.
Now I'm on that two.
I'm surprised here. Oh, boy, he's got that hand all the way across.
Well, he's got the elbow bent right above his head. I don't know if they can see this on the TV, Coach, but that's he's got that thing tight.
And referee's got potentially, and now he calls a stalemate. He had potentially dangerous signal. So we've got 27 seconds left in the second period. Fisher has been down to start the second period, and Gregory has ridden him for about a minute. 33.
I'll say this much. That look on Derek Fisher's face was, I think it was a thank you to Marty Schlosser for stopping that for stalemate because he was in a painful looking position.
Now Paul Beck takes a 5-0 lead down there on that.
Fans Wrestling is just one of 20 sports.
We got a caution on Alex Gregory for improper start. I don't know if he had a knee down on the near side.
65,000 students in the 411 first caution. Participate in
interscholastic athletics. Now he goes to an ankle. As Fisher tries an inside switch, Gregory crowding over with the hip.
Pure spirit, pure sport.
Now he's really scooting out as Gregory high legs over and blocking the switch. Boy, I tell you, Fisher's got a nice switch. Now Gregory gives him one. We got a 2-1 match
right
at the buzzer.
Oh.
Which isn't bad because Gregory will go down now in the third.
No, but as a coach, you hate to give that point up right there with less than 10 seconds to go. That's probably less than 5 seconds to go, wasn't it, Coach?
Uh-huh.
All right, Gregory's getting set on bottom, and Wizard, and that's the end of the third period right there, Coach. They're going to overtime.
Wow. So I believe
We got back here on mat number three. We just got a stalling call on... Kiefer, just a warning, but he is up 4-0 with 19.7 seconds left in the second period.
And Ankle picked by Binion, and it takes him down. So Leighton Binion is just took
take down in overtime to win it.
Just took him down at the buzz. At
about in 10 overtime.
Seconds, 10 seconds into the overtime. Looked like he hit an ankle pick and came up.
That's the end of the second period here. It's going to be Snyder's Alexander Troy's choice, and they go neutral. He shoots in on a single leg and doesn't get it, and Josh Kiefer spins around behind and got him flattened out nice when he shot in. He sprawled and then spun around, got the two-point takedown, and now Kiefer cuts him, and they're back neutral. It's 6-1 with a minute 40 to go in the third period.
Thank you.
What do you got there?
Well, you're stealing my paperwork here, Coach.
Well, wait, is this? 3-12. Okay.
3-12. Yep, we've got it going.
We're all
on
straightened
now.
Out here. 8-1. Josh Kiefer has opened up a 7-point bulge on his opponent. 3-1. Leighton Binion. Overtime. Yeah, at 112, Beck.
Tony Lovejoy, Fort Wayne.
Beck was a 5-1 winner. Josh Beck improves to 45-1 on mat 4.
Paul Beck.
I say Josh Beck.
Yeah.
Josh Kiefer, I'm right. Here we go. Josh Kiefer, 9-1 lead. 30 seconds left and counting in the third period at 119 pounds.
Well, as long as we don't have anything change in the next 15 seconds, we're going to have a good match between Fisher from Martinsville and Kiefer from Roncalli in the first round here at the 119-pound weight class.
Relocate by Kiefer, really running a tough spiral. And that's the way it's going to end, 9-1. Your winner, Josh Kiefer. So he's going to be another state placer, guaranteed.
Josh Kiefer of Roncalli, a 9-1 winner on that three.
He'll wrestle Fisher tomorrow morning. We move to the 125-pound weight class. Derek Bevins, 51-0.
Wow, what a record.
He will be in the green singlet, black and green, I should say, black with green trim. Got two black knee pads on. He'll be on your left. In the blue singlet, Brent Roman from Hamilton Southeastern. He's a senior. Also, he's 33-9. Bevins, the Newcastle champion at 125. Roman from Hamilton Southeastern, a fourth place finisher.
Well, right next to us, Coach, we have Anthony Hawkins from Crown Point and Baron Reeker from Columbus East.
Bevins with a front headlock, far knee pick, runs through it, but we go out of bounds. We call that a dresser dump, but patented by Kevin Dresser. There's a false start by Roman from Hamilton Southeastern. Bevins... very intent. 51-0 on the season.
Bevins was sixth last year at 119 and fifth at 12 in 08.
So he didn't qualify as a freshman, evidently. Huh?
Nope.
Probably a 12-pounder.
Well,
Roman with a shot from out. We drive him out of bounds, so we'll have a fresh start.
He was at 12 his sophomore year, so he was either a 12 or a 3-pounder maybe, huh?
Yeah.
He's gotten quite a bit bigger. He's put together pretty nice for a 125-pounder. Kind of tall, but looks like he's been in the weight room a time or two, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah. There's a front headlock again by Bevins. A shuck and a score.
Well, that was a nice throw by, wasn't it? Shuck by?
2-0. Bevins opens up. Scoring in a spiral right over the top. He got a two count. As referee Greg Moe is holding two, and boy, he's got a lot of pressure on that He's got a three count at least. He's got his three now. Now he high bridges out of it. And a 5-0 lead for Derek Bevins. Another spiral. Boy, he runs that tough.
Does a nice job of getting up on his feet and running around, doesn't he?
Pressure. Now he's taking it over on the inside. Watch him drop his weight to the left there, right on that elbow. He's got a count. Referee's holding two. Hasn't awarded it yet. His time runs out. 7-0. Josh Bevins has opened up a 7-point lead in the first period. Clip goes up. Goes red. Roman gets his choice. Looks like they're deferring. And Yorktown coach, Delaney. I believe that's Delaney, isn't it? Says, let's go down. So Bevins will work on his skill level down underneath. With a 7-point lead. Gets to his feet immediately. Rear crotch by Roman. Bevins does a nice job of not going to the man. They go out of bounds. A fresh start, restart.
Well, just add a little something to you, coach, for you, Coach. The Bass Lake fans ought to be happy to hear that Daniel Bradley won down on mat number 4 over Jordan Legan from Center Grove. So Bradley will wrestle the winner of the Newcastle-Yorktown match next.
Rambi roll out by Bevin into a side headlock. He's got Roman in criteria. Referee Greg Moe's holding three. So we got a 9-0 lead, and we're holding three. And we're looking for the fall here as he's really taking it over the top of the face. Got to be careful not to go against the mouth or nose. Referee Mart, the mat assistant Marty Schwasser, checking that action out. And there's your 3 points, 12-0. Bevins still has a front headlock. No escape point has been awarded yet. We're still in the second period. Now he inside trips, but it doesn't take him down. There's his 1 point as he clears his head. So it's 12-1 Bevins over Roman of Hamilton Southeastern. Bevins pretty solid wrestler. He doesn't do a whole lot of dancing out in front of you. Stays down in his stance. Roman trying to open him up with head taps. As we get a stalemate, we get a fresh start. 38 seconds in the second. There's a shot by Roman, down blocked by Bevin. He's got a front headlock on Bevin, on his feet. Another stalemate called by Greg Moe. As we progress with 10 seconds left in the second period, 11-point lead by undefeated Derek Bevins of Yorktown. Time runs out, 12-1. Any good email updates, Mr. Y'all?
We've got on deck here, Coach, Taylor Whistler and Michael Brown on mat number 3. Whistler's a junior, 38-4
record.
Okay,
for those viewers, we have all four cameras working. Coach Smith is on mat 2. His camera is up and running. We hope there's no buffering going on. You're getting a good view of whatever you want to see here at the 72nd Annual State Wrestling Championships. Bevins with a dresser dump, front headlock, knee picks him, runs through it. It's a 2-point takedown, no back points though, and a 14-1 lead. He's real solid, Coach.
Boy, he
real
is. Solid. Real decisive. When he decides to make a move, he finishes nicely.
39-1 on the season with the victory.
Napoulos won on mat number 1 from Maryville.
Good. He's all the way at the top of your bracket.
And from Whitco, Dillon, Florida.
Now on mat 3 with minute 13 left. We got Taylor Whistler of Mishawaka moving into your picture there. He'll be taking on Michael Brown of Castle, a junior. Both wrestlers are juniors. Stand up by Roman. Gets his escape, 14-2. Short point lead.
Indian Creek, Ethan Raley.
This is a 1-4 match. A 1 from one semi-state and a 4 from another semi-state. I believe it's Newcastle and Evansville.
Got that front headlock again. Reaches down
front
and grabs the leg.
Headlock and scores 16-2, 14-point lead with 30 seconds remaining in the match. Bevins has been in control from the get-go. Double wrist ride. Runs into that patent spiral ride, and he's running right over the top. Typical Gene Mills stuff from the 80 Olympic team. Now there's your escape by Roman as he stands and cuts away. Another front headlock.
And that's it. 16-3, Coach.
16-3. Mr. Derek Bevins remains undefeated.
16-3, the final on that number 3. Derek Bevins of Yorktown impressively moves on to the state quarterfinals.
Now on man 3 in the maroon singlet. Taylor Whistler. Maroon with white piping down the left side. He'll be wrestling Michael Brown, a junior, 37-7 from Castle High School. He's a second-place finisher in the Evansville Semi-State. Should be a good match. A 2-3 going at it. Whistler from Mishawaka, junior, and Brown, a junior from Castle High School. Whistler, a short, stocky wrestler. Brown, a lanky, hits a single from out. Whistler cross locks. Brown elevates. Whistler body locks now. And now he's got a draping scissors. It looks like Brown's trying to pin him off this as he crawls over the hips.
Looks like he tried to do a half Nelson with his foot.
Yeah. We got a stalemate by Marty Schlosser, the official. We'll get a fresh start. So we know that Brown likes that low single action. Whistler's got a pretty good low single himself. We'll see who imposes their will on each other.
There he is on another low single.
Another low single, then he back hooks the leg. Pretty good technique. Now he leg ducks and elevates. He's got Whistler up in the air, but Whistler doing a nice job of crotch locking. Now he's got a trapped arm. Very good technique by Taylor Whistler of neutralizing this low shot. We're going to get another stalemate, I got a feeling. We've got a potentially dangerous hold now.
Well, I tell you what, Whistler might come out of this. If he can get
he's
that.
Got a knack of doing this.
He's got a, he does a good job of keeping his hips square. When he's even when he's in a bad position, he gets his hips squared around. And
now we got an elevation by Brown from Castle. Got 29 seconds.
Both of them are juniors.
Yeah, you see a lot of this type of wrestling at the NCAAs where guys are really scrambling, down blocking each other and rolling around trying to get their head up. Now here's the Castle kid coming out of this. He's got an ankle hook, but Taylor Whistler is in between his legs. Time is running down. I don't think he's going to get a score here. Schlosser doesn't know what to call. I don't blame him. There's no control demonstrated there, in my opinion. How about you, Coach?
No, I don't think there was any control in that either.
All right, we got 0-0 coming out of the first period. Derek Schneider, the Mishawaka coach.
I don't think the Castle coaches were
Bobby
agreeing
Harmon,
on that,
coach,
though.
Yeah, they don't seem to be pressing the issue. A little frustrated. So Whistler wins the flip and goes down.
Very high
Brown on top.
Barrachino.
Whistler reaches across and got that elbow, but Brown's able to get a leg in, or started to anyway.
It comes down to how good is he with a leg. Whistler might come out of this.
What? Taylor's doing a great job of grabbing that leg and keeping it from getting him, being able to put that leg in, and he puts it over his shoulder, and now he's standing up. And
now Whistler coming out of there, drive double, hooks the ankle and gets his two-point reversal. Okay, Mr. Baldwin checking in with us at Broadcast Sport. Appreciate the announcement, Coach. Good luck to you this upcoming week in your coaching efforts. As Taylor Whistler takes a 2-0 lead, 1 minute left in the second period. Whistler, a 3 seed coming out of the Maryville semi-state. Brown, a number 2 seed coming out of the Evansville semi-state.
Whistler's got both legs, and neither of them in are very deep.
If this match goes... If this match is close, I believe Whistler's going to win. He's got that great ability to...
Well, Brown was pushing back on him, trying to get a defensive foul, but...
Whistler's got to be awfully careful because Brown is such a long wrestler. He's going to try to trap Whistler. Now he's got Whistler in trouble. But Whistler's still in control. Brown comes out with the escape.
No points given yet.
As he went into a front headlock, and he may get one. He does get one. 2-1.
Third period, it's going to be Brown's choice, isn't it?
Brown's going to go down, I would imagine.
Overtime,
119
pounds on that four.
Taylor Whistler has had a remarkable second half of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's came a long way, hasn't he, Coach?
Yeah. Alex Gregory beat him twice, I believe, in the regular season before he moved down to 19. But you got to hand it to Whistler. He stuck with his guns or the stalemate. No, not.
Heard a whistle from another man, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah. I thought Marty Schlotzer, the official. Now we got a potentially dangerous hold as Brown is kind of holding himself in as Whistler continues to ride with the legs in a crab ride. Now Brown isolates the hand, trying to pull the foot in, which you want to push the foot away, not hold yourself in by grabbing that with your...
He's pulling it out. Now he's got it.
Now he's going to get potentially dangerous here. And we get a stalemate call. Get a fresh start. Coach Harmon is imploring with his wrestler to get his hand up. Come out of there. Don't stay down on the mat with him. See what happens. Whistler takes the top. Pulls him into his lap. And he loves that crab ride. Now he isolates the hand. But he should be posting the feet also. Instead of pulling with his cross wrist there. Now he's got him trapped.
Alex A. Pride of Newcastle, your overtime winner on that number four.
Brown trying to back into him as Whistler is doing an excellent job of crab riding. Now Brown basing back out, Whistler with the legs in.
And from
Warren Central, Brandon Wright. Look over to see the Castle coach is trying to.
Whistler with a nice 2-on-1 ride, throwing the legs in. We've got 37 seconds left in the match.
The weigh-in room is open at the top of the hour, and then until 15 minutes after, throughout the rest of the evening. So
Castle's coach is pleading with the official to asking him what the top guy is doing, but riding, hanging on and riding.
Now he tries to jam him on a forward roll, but Whistler just hanging in there. 10 seconds remaining. Whistler with a 2-on-1 crab ride. Now Brown trying to trap him again. And that's the way it's going to end. Your winner, 2-1, Taylor Whistler. From Mishawaka, a junior, has just defeated Michael Brown, a 37-7 junior of Castle.
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a heck of a match tomorrow morning. Bevins and Whistler, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah.
2-1, the final on that 3-125.
So, Mishawaka has got three first-round winners in Beck at 12, Binion at 19, and now Taylor Whistler at 125.
keep tuned here because our next match will be another Mishawaka wrestler in Nicholas Schrader, a 40-2 senior. Currently on the mat at 130 pounds, Sean Miracle, 39-1, Bloomington North, in the maroon and gold on your right. He'll be wrestling Darren Hyder of Southern Wells. He's a senior. So it's Miracle and Fighter. And I hope I'm pronouncing Darren's last name correctly. Fighter.
That's what it looks like, though.
Southern Wells, senior, 37-6. Fighter, blue and red. Miracle, 39-1. Bloomington North.
Fans, at the conclusion of the Wrestling State Finals,
Fighter with a short carry.
The executive committee will present the Medal Attitude Award to an outstanding senior participant.
Front headlock by Fighter.
$1,000 scholarship to the winner's school.
Is
his name.
Miracle hangs on to the elbow. There's a shuck attempt. Now Miracle coming out with a single leg. Almost sucker dragged out of there. Another short carry by Miracle. Now a run behind by Fighter. Close to getting a takedown, but no control. Referee Pete Schroeder of Indianapolis on the call. We have a three-man rotation here with Schroeder of Indianapolis, the officials. We've got his man assistant is Greg Moe, former Indiana State wrestler. And sitting out this match is Marty Schlacher from LaPorte. This is his first state finals. Moe and Schroeder are veteran officials here, I believe. Now we almost have a two-point takedown as Miracle has got a double leg. And Fighter trying to inside switch him. As Miracle continues to step over with his far ankle, far knee, and drives his high shoulder in. There is his 2 points right as they go out of bounds with 11.4 seconds left in the first period. So Fighter will go down in the second. He trails 2-0 over Miracle from Bloomington North. Is that Surtis down there? On the
yeah, end? It is, Coach. He's
there's a switch by Fighter. And a drive double. He drives Miracle to his butt. But Miracle takes him to his back with right. 11.4 seconds left. That was still in the first period, folks. I'm sorry I misspoke there. Now we're in the second period. And Miracle takes the down position.
Well, Fichter got lucky on that one right at the end of the first period. Just about
Fichter?
Got reversed.
It looks like Fichter. I'm sorry. We just got an email, and the email said Fichter. F-E-T-T-E-R. Fichter.
There was a reversal.
A nice reversal by Miracle. 4-0 lead now from Bloomington North. There's a nice heel spike by Fichter. Miracle. As he high shoulder drives in, lifts inside leg lift at the ankle, keeping good pressure down on his opponent.
Our next match is Schrader from Mishawaka and Bell from Lawrence North. Did they wrestle at the Al Smith?
I think so. Bell is a senior, so is Schrader. Was Bell at 35? He might have been at 35 and cut down. I'm not really sure. Anyway, we're here on mat 3 at 130. Sean Miracle, 39-1 of Bloomington North, is currently defeating Darren Tuesday.
Looking down to that far mat, Coach, Jason Search is running that leg turf that we watched him run all last week out at the Maryville Semi-State. And he's end of the second period, he's up 11-2. I tell you what, he is one physical wrestler at 130 pounds.
Yeah, his opponent's already shaking his head.
On that four.
With a Nice job of following your
son.
Teacher tries to roll a miracle. Miracle just kind of staying back, not really trying to turn.
And on that court, now not concerned.
Now he gets to his feet. Teacher does. Another back heel spike by Miracle, and he stays in control.
He's doing a nice job when they come to his feet, getting that two-on-one to be able to do that heel spike. And
he just doesn't hesitate at all, does he?
No.
So in the third period, Dieter, it's his choice that he's going to take the neutral position. Looks like he's going to be looking for back points. And we're going to get updated brackets for you.
Oop. Thank you.
I tell you what, Mr. Hahn, when I call this match, why don't you, after this match, why don't you go through the bracket at 103, we'll have tomorrow morning, okay? And then maybe after the first match, the next match, we'll go over to the 12-pound finals.
All right, we can do that.
Quarterfinal bouts for the fans. We go out of bounds, get a fresh start, 6-0. Another takedown by Sean Miracle, 39-1 of Bloomington North. Over Darren Feetter. Feetter hits a stand-up. Look for the back heel spike by, there's a rear crotch lift by Miracle, and Feetter tried to neck wrench him to his back.
He did a real nice job pulling that hand off of the head when he was trying that neck wrench.
Great. I want to say hello to my brother. He's tuning in back in Mishawak. And we're at 130 pounds. Sean Miracle, Bloomington North, with a 6-0 lead over Darren Feechter of Southern Wells.
Well, I tell you what, Feechter's doing a nice job of getting to his feet, but Miracle is just all over him once he gets to his feet and bringing him right back down to the mat.
Feechter to his feet again. Back heel spike again by Miracle. And we have about 50 seconds left in the bout. Inside leg lift, step through Turk by Feechter, but he's not going to score any back points. I think he's got 6 points by virtue of 3 takedowns. Am I right, Coach?
No, he had a reversal.
He got a reversal there, yeah, in the second period. Now Feechter with a cross wrist. Trying to run him to his back with a reverse half Nelson. Feechter doing his best to move under there. I tell you what, he's not really securing any hand control. And now another back heel spike. It's about the fifth back heel spike by Sean Miracle. As we go out of bounds, with 19 seconds left, we get a fresh start with Sean Miracle on top. Here's the start and a false start. Looked like a bottom man jump. That would be Southern Wells' Darren Feechter. Outside leg stand up into a switch.
Well, that was close to
then
a lock hand.
He hits a little side roll and back into a switch. Feechter can ride. Boy, I tell you what. He could be a pretty good college wrestler with that riding goal. And that's the match. 6-0 advancement for Darren Feechter. Sean Miracle of Bloomington North.
Well, Coach, first round on in the morning at 103, we got Union County's Cody Phillips, 42-0 sophomore, versus Jared Brooks of Warsaw. He's 35-1 sophomore. I tell you what, that's going to be a heck of a match. Got Luke Schroeder of Southwestern Hanover, and Zach Stevens from Maryville. Paul Petrov from Hanover Central, and Josh Farrell from Greenfield Central. And Danny Hamm from Prairie Heights and Dylan Hall from Evansville Harrison will round out the first round matches tomorrow morning at the 103-pound weight class.
All right. On the mat we have in the maroon singlet on the right side of your screen, Nick Schrader, senior from Mishawaka, 40-2. He'll be taking on Gregory Bell of Lawrence North. Bell, 30-9. He's also a senior. And I can't tell you if... maybe if you know, you can send us an email if these two met at the Al Smith Invitational early in the year. Or I'm not sure if Lawrence North was at Belmont. They might have been at Belmont. I think Pure Meridian was there. I'm not sure if Lawrence North was.
They used to go there. Bell staying down in front of Schrader. Probably trying to down block his low outside shots. Bell could. There's another shot from the outside by Nick Schrader.
We've seen him quite a few matches this year, Coach. He has a really nice low outside single.
Yeah, and he complements that with a nice duck under. There's a shot, a blast double, and Nick Schrader just caught a headbutt in the mouth by Greg Bell. It was accidental as both wrestlers appeared to shoot at the same time.
Yeah.
And Nick Schrader's going to get it back together. Continue action. No injury time taken.
I tell you what, Schrader's got that nice outside single, but here lately he's been pretty good at throwing people, too.
Yeah, he's got that in his arsenal. Schrader, nice job of head pawn and trying to create some action. There's a shot from the outside by Greg Bell. Sucker drag out, underhook, ankle pick by Nick Schrader, and he's got his two-point takedown.
Right on the edge of the mat.
Nick Schrader in a nice flurry of action there on a counter shot. He down-blocked Bell's shot, and then he came up with an underhook and ankle picked him.
Did a nice job of dragging his toes at the edge of the mat.
Good awareness there. So Nick Schrader opens up a 2-0 lead with 32 seconds in the first. Greg Bell underneath, kind of bulldogs under there. Schrader goes to a head lever breakdown. Straddles. Basically working on the left side. I can't tell if he's got an arm bar. Looks like he's got an inside bar. Any good emails, Mr. Yaw, to report? They weren't at Belmont, okay. I thought they dropped out of that a couple years back, though. Bell is fourth at Alsmer. Hit that weight. I assume at 130 pounds. So they may have wrestled at Mishawaka. We go into the second period, and Nick Schrader is taking the down position. He's in the lead, 2-0. Referee Greg Moe sets him. Bell sets the belly, now the elbow. Good clean start. He gives him his one-point escape. 3-0, Nick Schrader. Schrader does a nice job of leading with his right leg, and he keeps his right hand down to protect that leg. Reaches with his left, his back leg hand. Real good discipline on his feet. Bell pretty much in a square stance, keeps both hands down to try to block out any outside shots by Schrader.
Schrader's taking a lot of in shots in and then backing right out, not forcing anything.
There's a shot by Bell. Down block again. We got injury time. It's Green.
Connor Mullins of Newcastle. A 7-1 winner on that.
Looked like when they met, his arm hit Schrader in the throat.
That trainer out there is Fabian Chavez. They're out there with the trainer, and it looks like he took a pretty good chop in the throat. Nice taking a drink of water, trying to wash things out. Yeah, they're looking at the outside of the neck, it looks like, Coach. So we'll get a fresh start here.
On that number four, John Petrov of Petrov Central.
Okay, they're cutting the injury time
here and advances at 125.
At 42 seconds. Keep in mind the ruling here, the next injury time.
Now at 4-1 Schrader, take 3-0.
The choice of the position.
They've got the blood clock going now, Coach.
Okay, I think we've got blood. John Schrader. So we went from injury time to blood time, which is permissible.
Blood time always takes precedence.
Yes. Sure. We're going to take a brief commercial here.
All right. Hey, turn mine back down, would you? Number two. We're back in action. We're still on our feet. And Schrader takes a short, a low shot, but Bell counters it. Turn yourself up a little bit there, Coach.
Okay, we're back. Nick
Schrader. You can turn me down just a little bit, too, if you want.
All right, Nick Schrader with a shot from the outside on Bell. Bell trying to underhook him, jerks him out of there. 40 seconds in the second period. Nick Schrader with a 3-0 lead. All right, thank you for that update. Schrader and Bell did not wrestle from that. An outside shot by Bell. So I want to assume that the Calumet kid defeated Bell, probably in the semis or maybe before that. There's an outside blast double attempt by Nick Schrader. Tries to trip it. Keeps good technique. He's still rubbing that neck. He's a little sore. With 12.4 seconds in the second period, there's a shot from outside by Greg Bell. Not even a threat to get in close as Nick Schrader counter-shoots again. He's going to run Bell to his back for back points. He's got a 5-0 lead, and he's going to get a fall as time runs out. He's got 3-point near fall, 8-0. So Nick Schrader comfortably in the lead, 8-0 over Greg Bell. Bell does not appear to have any upper body attacks. And really, we haven't seen any type of throw, so... Maybe he's holding back something we don't know.
He might be, Coach.
Welcome David Schrader from Oklahoma State.
Well, if he's got something in his arsenal, Coach, it's about time to pull it out because we're in the third period.
Front headlock. He's deadly with that front headlock. If he's not hitting you with low singles, he's hitting you with front headlocks. So Nick Schrader is showing a multiple offense here on his feet. Now Bell backs out of the circle. There's no real urgency on his part to get back into this match. And I don't know. He wants injury time now. That was the problem. He's got... I don't know.
I don't know what that was for. Do you, Coach? Maybe that last front headlock...
Say hi to Pat Davenport.
Pat Davenport from Penn High School. 145-pounder listening to us.
How you doing, Pat?
Following the Kingsmen. Sure.
Well, he's using his inhaler. Apparently, we've got blood time going too. So, apparently, he's got a little cut on his forehead. Maybe it looks like they're working on, and he just took a puff off of his inhaler, so he may be a little bit asthmatic.
Yeah. We'd like to also extend an appreciation to Drs. Hybert and Dr. Wieschan for their continuing support for BroadcastSport.net at this time. I know Jeff Hybert is an outstanding wrestler for me back in the 80s, I believe. As time goes by, I kind of lose track of time. But again, I'd like to thank both Drs. Wieschan and Hybert for their support. There's a shot from the outside of Nick Schrader. Down blocked nicely by Greg Bell.
Kevin Jackson of Yorktown remains unbeaten with a fall on that 4, 130.
So Nick Schrader with a minute left, minute 4 left in the third period.
Now up on that 4.
I don't want to say coasting, but is in command here.
From Calumet by Clark.
They'll take the shot, and I'll tell you what, Schrader does a nice job of sprawling and keeping his body square to block that.
The man of Central High School, Zeke Schultz, and from Lookington South, Brennigan Barlow.
Schrader on that front headlock again.
Okay.
Takes it back out. We got 30 seconds left in the period. Bell takes a shot. And Schrader does a nice job of down blocking, flattens him out and spins around behind for a 2-point takedown. We got a 10-0 lead with 20 seconds to go in the third period of this match.
So Bell was defeated by Clark from Calumet, D.L. Smith, we are alerted to. in the Al Smith Invitational by the Calumet wrestler Clark, who's down on mat four.
I remember too, Coach, Bell and Colin Kroom from Jimtown wrestled for third and fourth in that match, and that's when Kroom was injured his neck.
So Nick Schrader's your winner at 130 pounds for the Mishawaka Caveman, 10-0 over Greg Bell.
That's going to be another match, Feaker and Schrader tomorrow morning first thing.
No, Miracle won that match.
Miracle.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nick Schrader looked really good. All right, another Mishawaka wrestler. This will be their fifth getting through as Beck, Whistler, Binion, Schrader, and now Matt Gura at 135 on a shot. He's wrestling Wayne Black of Pike High School here now in Indianapolis in the red singlet. Black, 37-4, senior. Gura in a nice deep low single dumps Black to his back. We got a 2-0 lead by Mishawaka's fifth representative here in the first round of the state finals. Boy, this has been total domination by the Caveman.
They are so putting on a show, aren't they, Coach?
I don't know if Coach Schneider expected Blake Binion to get through. I knew it was going to be a tough bout, but he answered to Bell in overtime.
Well, we've talked before on the internet about the Mishawaka kids not giving up and taking advantage of every opportunity.
Black with a stand-up, only to be broken back down. There's a crab ride now by Gura as we go out of bounds, and referee Marty Schlosser starts him back in the referee's position with Black down 2-0 to Mishawaka's Gura. Gura with an arm chop, tight waist, tries to thread the needle, hooks an inside ankle, works a half into a claw. You can see it on your screen right there. Pretty good view of the spiral ride by Matt Gura. Now he gets a far elbow.
Looks like he's trying to lace that arm through the crotch.
Yeah, that'll try to run the elbow up to his back. Black's posting out on the left side there. Matt Gura with about 8 seconds left in total control right here.
Now I'm on that 235
pounder from Mount Carmel. Of his Indianapolis Fight
Conrad. And from Carroll High School,
Wayne Black.
Senior Brock Morrison.
Choice goes to Gura. He hands the disc back to Schlosser.
Well, it's kind of in his way.
I'm kind of going down, Coach. Okay.
I'm
going
to put my knee right where your disc was. You got to move it.
So referee Marty Schlosser starts him. Gura with an inside leg stand up. Seals off the inside. Black lifts Gura. Tries to leg hook him. Black's got to be careful not to get warm for stalling here. As he's got to make it. There it is. Marty Schlosser does not waste much time in issuing the warning for stalling to Black.
Well, the rules say 5 seconds, and you have to attempt to bring your opponent to the mat. And
He ends up cutting Gura for 1-3-0. Matt Gura. Gura on a nice inside single. Kind of knee snag single. But Black does a nice job of squaring the hips. So far, Black has not really instituted any form of attack. There's Gura with another knee snag. Dumps him to his rear end, his hip. And now we got a 5-0 lead by Matt Gura. Two takedowns and an escape. We're in the second period. 1 minute left in the second. The Mishawaka wrestlers are really cruising through this first round. And we've got five more after this one on various mats here. Gura with a far elbow, run up again. Got Wayne Black from Pike High School flat. Gura's only lost 3 times. He's 40-3 coming into this tournament. And there's we're going to go out of bounds.
Wayne Black rolls out of bounds. Get a fresh start here. 30 seconds left in the second. There's an inside arm chop by Gura. Now he's got a 2-on-1. That's a pretty good tilt, Coach. You know, Gura does. I haven't seen him use it yet.
He's back at going through the crotches.
Yeah, with
like
the arm
he
bar.
Said, trying to. Yeah, that is trying to. Now he's trying to bring that arm, like you said, out to an arm bar. And Black wasn't having any of that. Did a nice job turning that hip down to.
I got a feeling sometime in this match he's going to hit his little hip tilt. I'm surprised he hasn't hit it yet. Early in the season, he was really going to it. We're going into the third period. And Wayne Black of Indianapolis Pike takes neutral. Dancing around out front as the Mishawaka wrestler hits a low single, drives it up to a high single, dumps Black down for a two-point takedown. Nice technique by Matt Gura. He opens up a 7-0 lead here at 135 pounds.
Yeah, the headgear comes off. Came off right before the takedown, or came loose before the takedown. And official Marty Schlosser stopped it. No action going on. Get a fresh start with Black down 7-0. Third period, minute 36 to go. Black set.
Guerrero
gets on top.
Guerrero. Okay, Matt Guerrero. Been corrected. Thank you for the update email.
Got a spiral and a half on this near side. Pulls that half out, and Black gets one, gets up, and gets the escape. So 7-1, minute 30 to go in the period.
Guerrero.
And from Warren Central, Joshua Williams.
Controlling all the tie-ups on his feet as we're nearly out of bounds. Now Black goes back to the center. Another double leg blast double by Guerrero. Head loop by by Black from Pike. Now a reshot, and Guerrero throws it by.
What a nice throw by.
Just catches him and pitches him and threw it by him. Hooks an ankle. 9-1 lead. Senior Matt Guerrero of Mishawaka over Wayne Black of Indianapolis Pike. Time running down as Black hits an outside leg step near the out of bounds, trying to get hand control, and finally does. Gets his 1-point escape for a 9-2 lead. And we're going to have headgear reset by Guerrero. Third period, 7 seconds left. Over under here. And no throw. That's the way it's going to end. 9-2. Matt Guerrero will advance to the quarterfinal match. He'll be wrestling the winner of this next match, which will pit Austin Waite, 29-1 from Maconaqua. In blue and red, on your right. He'll be wrestling Ronaldo Weekly of Jeffersonville in the black, white, and red singlet. On your left, he's in a red ankle band. So it'll be Waite versus Weekly. Weekly, on your left, is a junior, and so is Waite. There's a shot by Weekly, pulled out of there by Waite. Shot by Weekly, double leg lift, dumps him down, doesn't have his takedown yet, now he does, as he hooks an ankle, and Waite kind of bails out, 2-0 lead, Ronaldo Weekly, 45-7 of Jeffersonville, hooks an ankle, as Waite hooks a leg, now Weekly's running a cross face cradle, short sit, turn in by Austin Waite.
Good job to break that grip.
Yep.
Good motion. Now there's a shot and a down block. Waits trying to spin behind. Now he's got an underhook. And we're in a double underhook situation. Go out of bounds. Fresh start. Referee Pete Schrader of Indianapolis on the call. There's a low shot by Waite. Blocked nice by Weekly of Jeffersonville. Now we've got a potentially dangerous hold. And a little shrug by Waite. Pretty slick little move there, Coach.
Yeah, it was.
A two-point takedown, 3-2. Austin Waite. Short sit by Weekly. Waite riding with a nice little spiral, half. As Weekly gets to his feet, Waite gets a wrist, turns. We got a one-point escape awarded to Weekly. So now we run a 3-3 match. Action getting pretty hot and heavy down here. On Matt Forrest, Cathedral advances on Matt Forrest.
John Stringfield beat Mike Clark from Calumet.
That's a... There's Weekly on a body lock, and we go out of bounds. Both men stepped on the line with 12.4 in the first. 3-3 match. Weekly on the left in red. And there's another little short drag by Austin Waite for a 5-3 lead as time runs down. Now he's got a half Nelson. He's running into his back, but he's not getting a count. Not a count. 5-3. Austin Waite, mechanical off. Comes out of the first period with a two-point lead.
Weekly did a nice job of clamping down on that near arm that he had the half under to keep that from
avoid it, yes.
getting himself turned.
Okay, now Weekly's got a set towards the official. He's down by two. His choice, he goes down. Austin Waite takes the top position on the right side. Runs a spiral. Weekly likes to do a little rolling of that spiral. But there's too much of Austin Waite on that side. And then he runs him to his back with a half. And basically what Weekly did is he went rolled right with it and came out with an escape for a 5-4 deficit by Weekly. So Austin Waite has a 5-4 lead in the second, 139 and counting. There's a shot by Weekly. Another go behind by Waite. And we're out of bounds, no score. Control was not established. Inbounds. Low shot by Waite, and a nice little boot scoot. I tell you, this Waite kid can really fire away at low singles. Could be a good match if he gets through this match with Guerrero off of Mishawaka. Now he's running an armbar. Of course, they're all going to be good matches here.
Yeah.
There's no, especially after this round.
No more gimmies, is there, Coach?
Just going in the quarters. Could have had a bad weekend last weekend, but this is a new weekend. There's a hammer lock by Austin Waite on top. He's trying to thread it through. Now he delivers a cross face. Now he's just trying to run it through. He's got him in a bad way here. Looks like he's going to try to scoop the head with that free hand. Now he threads it. Now he tried to run it to his back. And I tell you what, Weekly kind of lets you, lulls you to sleep. And when you go to make the big move on, he explodes out of there.
That was... He come around front and...
That's when old Weekly just blew out of there. Weekly behind 7-4 from Jeffersonville. Austin Waite from Oconoqua. Running a spiral ride, breaking Weekly down. Got about 10 seconds left in the second. Now he takes it to a hammer lock, crowds it, takes it across, loses it. And... Ronaldo Weekly did not get the escape at the buzzer. He's got an elusive ability to come out of there at the strangest times, you know it?
Yeah. Looks pretty tall for a 35-pounder, too, doesn't he, Coach?
Yeah, Weekly is tall, and so is Waite. Looks like he might be a couple inches tall. We're going to go neutral in the third, 7-4. Austin Waite on the right in the light blue, powder blue, and red. He does a good job of running behind, but this time Weekly catches his leg as he runs behind. Doesn't keep pressure.
He did a nice job hanging under that wrist and keeping him from getting to spin around and pulled it over.
He scored two takedowns on that already.
Yeah.
But this time Wheatley reacts when he runs behind and catches the legs. We're in a neutral position right now with Wade applying a front quarter. We'll go out of bounds. We get a fresh start. In response to Mr. Bob Tidy from the Mishawaka area, Alex Gregory at 119 was defeated by a fall by Derek Fisher. He was the head wrestler of the match, and with about a minute 17 left in the match, he got caught in the throat. So Alex Gregory has been eliminated, and we are yet to see 171-pounder Andy Wise. And I'll be up on this mat 3. It's a 171-pound match, matchups, and
Austin Waite took an injury time, but looks like he's got a little something going on with his shoulder. They had a pretty good whizzer going on, and
looked to me like he was breathing pretty heavy, Coach.
Well, he was holding his shoulder. Maybe that's how you get good air. I'm not sure.
A snap down run behind for his third takedown on a run behind. So Austin Wheatley opens up a 9-4 lead over Ronaldo Wheatley of Jeffersonville. Have we updated the 112-pound bracket yet?
No, I haven't, Coach. I'll get that right after this match is over.
Austin Waite with an armbar on Ronaldo Wheatley of Jeffersonville. Taking it close to an illegal hold here as he's got it at 90 degrees. Now he's facelifting him, trying to take him to his back. Runs behind into a half Nelson. Runs a spiral out. Takes Wheatley over the top. Wheatley gets to his feet. Having a lot of problems with his headgear standing. Now he gets his one-point escape. And the referee stops the match to adjust both men's headgear. So it's 9-5 now with 24 seconds left. And we're probably looking at a big throw by Wheatley here, or an attempt at it.
Yeah, with 20 seconds to go, that's about his only hope, isn't it, Coach?
He's jamming underhooks, and Austin Waite nicely shoots a low single, takes him down, 11-5.
Did a nice job on that low single, standing up and jacking that leg way up in the air really quick.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
A lot of high school wrestlers don't get it up high. So that's where it's going to end, 11-5. Austin Waite goes to 30-1. He will be wrestling 41-3, Matt Guerrero of Mishawaka. So Waite and Guerrero in the quarters.
Coach, I'm going to budge in real quick and update the 112-pound class. First round in the morning for 112, Jacob Boomsma from Bloomington South and Jared McKinley from Perry Meridian will wrestle. Kyle Ayersman from Lake Central and Brian Harvey from Indianapolis Cathedral. Brendan Campbell from Newcastle will wrestle Cody Kendall from Pike Central. And Mason Todd from Pendleton Heights and Paul Beck from Mishawaka will wrestle at the 112-pound class in the first round in the morning.
Okay, Troy, just a second. This is Daryl with BroadcastSport.net. If you look below all four of our players, different mats, there are brackets that we're updating. On those, there are Roman numerals that tell what mat number, 1, 2, 3, or 4. So the question that we got asked is about 171-pound. There are 170-pound wrestlers on all four mats. If you look at the brackets down there, you can see which of your favorite 171-pound wrestlers is wrestling on mat 1, 2, 3, or 4. And then you can listen to the appropriate one of us of our broadcast crews to watch your favorite wrestler. Here's Henry.
Well, back here at the 140-pound, we have Justin Beck from Leo, Paul Mambu from Warsaw. Warsaw's second entry at the state level. And they're both on their feet in neutral position with a minute 20 to go in the first period. Little hand fighting. Mambu shoots in on a single. Got it lifted, but Beck reverses him, throws him over right to his back with a two-point takedown. He's got, I think, a two-point near fall. As Beck takes control of Mambu, kind of stepped through and threw that right across, didn't he, Coach?
Yeah, that was... There's Mambu on a short sit. Peterson roll. So he may get back into this match. Nice job, Paul Mambu coming back. He's in control. 5-2 as he drives him out of bounds. He went to a single leg. Justin Beck from Leo High School by Fort Wayne. He's a senior. 33-2. Paul Mambu's also a senior at 38-5. There's the set. Switch attempt by Beck. Another switch again. He's got his two-point reversal, Coach.
Wow.
Gets right back into the match. 7-2. Retains his five-point lead. Now he takes a hammer lock near the out-of-bounds. So, Justin Beck is working on Paul Mambu. He's out-of-bounds. Supporting points are inbounds of both wrestlers. So wrestling continues. Now he's got a potentially dangerous hold that referee Greg Moe stops, and we'll have a fresh start here in a 140-pound matchup on mat three between Justin Beck of Leo High School, senior, and Paul Mambu of Warsaw. Inside leg, tripod up, Ramby out by Paul Mambu into a double leg, and he dumps him down for a two-point reversal on a 7-4 deficit. So Paul Mambu gets right back into the mat. Beck on a stand-up. Cuts the hands, turns in. Mambu drives him out of bounds, still in control.
Well, there's a lot of action in this one in the first period, isn't there, Coach?
Yeah, this is like one of those junior high matches we have where you wait till the dust settles after all the action is done. Okay, we're moving on here. Henry.
Well, it's going to be Mambu's choice.
Troy Downey. Yeah. Who is that? Okay. Okay, an escape by Justin Beck in an 8-4 lead. Paul Mambu. Again, I tell you, this Beck kid can throw.
No takedown yet,
nice
but Mambu's
got a
wizard.
Mambu. Okay, all right. I figured old Jeff would be listening in, and now Justin Beck gets a leg in, and Mambu tried to wizard out of that as Justin Beck is just constant motion right now.
Are we getting picked on by the general, Coach?
The general is at it again.
He never stops.
Well, we've given him his fair share.
Yeah,
of
you're right. I suppose
that.
We...
So Justin Beck riding tough. Paul Mambu hits a short set, turns in. Great job, Coach. Well, Coach Hess. See you. All right. Thanks for checking in, Coach Hess. Appreciate your patronage to broadcastsport.net. Keep it going. Good luck this coming week as the Smucker Spartans take to the mats, I believe, on Tuesday and Thursday. Justin Beck of Leo High School with a hammer lock and a wing near the out-of-bounds on Paul Mambu of Warsaw. Now he's trying to turn him. He releases it now, and we're going to get a fresh start as referee Greg Moe will restart him with 37 seconds left in the second period and a 10-4 lead. Justin Beck over Paul Mambu.
Man, he's fast, isn't he?
Who?
Beck.
Yes, he is. They're both pretty good athletes.
Oh, yeah.
I've refereed. There's a nice Granby attempt by Paul Mambu.
Beck did a nice job following.
Beck's probably trying to Granby too much. He's going to get caught there if he does it one more time. This Beck is pretty impressive. He must be a champion, huh?
Yeah.
Because I think Mambu was a fourth place.
Yes, he was.
Out of our semi-state. There we go. Time is running down in period two of this 140-pound bat match between Justin Beck and Paul Mambu. We're going to start the third period now. As
there goes Frankie Porras in front of his coach.
Returning 135-pound state champ. Now wrestling
130, 140. Wasn't it?
I thought it was 35, but maybe it was 30. There's a shot by Mambu. He's got a single leg. Beck trying to scramble out of bounds. Now he squares the hips and wizards Paul Mambu up. No control, no score. We're going to have a fresh restart. 10-4. Mambu feels a sense of urgency. He's down by six. He's starting to press. Faking shots. Nice down block by Justin Beck. Beck with a front quarter. Not really a front headlock, just kind of blocking him out. There's a half shot by by Beck. Front headlock by Mambu. Mambu's trying to shorten the elbow and run the corner, it looks like. There's a cement mixer. He's trapped on his back. It was a desperation move, and Justin Beck kind of felt it was coming and just big birded out on
he
him.
He did a nice job dropping his hips. His and
he may get the fall here, Coach. We've got about a minute left. He's got him really with a tight half, and he's elevating the head and there it fall is. With 56 seconds left in the match. So it's a fall with 5:04.
Well, I tell you what, Mambu did what he had to do and try to go for the big move being down by six, and I'd like to congratulate him on a fine season. Career at Warsaw High School.
So Paul Beck checks out at 38-6 his senior year. And Justin Beck advances to the quarters. He'll wrestle the winner of this next match, pitting Matt Milton of Center Grove High School. He's a senior, 40-3. He'll be on your right. He's in the red and black singlet. He'll be wrestling Cody Fellers, 50-5. Another senior from Newcastle High School. So it'll be Milton in black, Fetters in green.
Milton plays sixth at 103-08, Coach. So he's bumped up a few weight classes in the last couple years.
Matty Miller. Yes, Beck is very good. Thanks for checking in, Matty Miller. Anything, any information we can get on these guys from all areas of the state is very much appreciated. So we can give you up-to-date information on these guys. They deserve it. It's a long, tough wrestling season.
Action.
Fetters with a front headlock on Milton. Milton trying to push the elbow through. There's a shot from out. He's trying to corner it.
Good one coming in on that number one. Let's speak to seniors from Hooker High School, Francisco Boras.
There's a scramble. That's no good to know. Coach Hess and Baldwin are grading papers, getting ready for school next week. As they're watching the 72nd state
finals.
There's
a takedown, Coach.
There's a takedown by Newcastle's Fetters. 2-0 lead. Nice chicken wing in. He's awful lanky, isn't he, old Fetters?
Well, Fellers has got 55 matches underneath his belt so far this year. That's a lot of matches.
Well, all the Newcastle kids are coming in with a large quantity of matches. I believe they wrestle in a conference that's pretty much spread out, so they wrestle in a lot of super duels and two-day tournaments where you can get maybe nine matches if you maybe eight matches, 4-4 or super duels. So for the price of 2 points, you're getting quite a few matches. Big coach Rex Peckinpah, veteran coach, over 400 wins under his belt, on the sidelines, encouraging Fetters on. Nice seeing him coming into your picture.
We got a little blood time over there for Milton.
Yes, they set it at 5 minutes, and getting things cleared up. I'm going to take a brief commercial break here while we go through the blood time.
Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solutions, depositing check with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here. can see from the field house. And we've just got a...
Turn yours up a little bit, Coach.
And we just got a reversal by Matt Milton, the center, drove to tie this match up at 140, 2-2, with Cody Fetters in green. He's down. We're in the second period. And 2-2.
6-4 in the final.
Two scramblers. Referee Marty Schlosser said so. There's a switch attempt by Fetters. Now he turns the other way, and looks like Milton's just following him up. He's in control. Milton from Center Grove, a senior. We got a potentially dangerous hold, so we're going to stop it and reset it. So Milton will be on top of Fetters. There's the start, inside leg stand-up by Fetters. Turns in. He's got his leg caught in there, though, and I don't think he can. Oh, yes, he does. He hooks the ankle, squares the hips, and gets his two-point reversal. 4-2. For Newcastle's Cody Fetters, a 15-5. There's a short sit turn in by Matt Milton for his escape. Now it's 4-3. Fetters of Newcastle in green. Front headlock by Fetters. Bangs him down into a front headlock. Now there's a single leg to the right leg of Fetters by Milton. Milton tries to switch it. Now Fetters is trying to hook the leg. If he gets that Turk sealed up, he'll have his two, but Fetters doing a nice job of squaring the hips. That should have been two, but I'm not really... that was a real questionable call. And now Central Grove's coach is going to go over to ask for a confirmation. He's going to talk to Marty Schlosser and going to ask for assistance from his man assistant. They're pointing over to Pete Schroeder now. And now Mr. Schlosser is going to confer with his man assistant. I would imagine he's contending that he had that leg too tight. But on the other hand,
he was stepped over the.
I can see the Center Grove coach.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to give the points. So it's 4-3. Center Grove is trailing. That's Matt Milton. His Cody Fetters on the inside leg stand up. He's got a 1-point lead in the third. Right now he's in the driver's seat, unless he gets turned. But he's going to have to work under there, or he's going to get dinged for stalling. There's an inside leg stand-up. Showing progress here. Milton lifts him, dumps him to the mat. Nice tight waist, chops the inside arm. He probably will have to get to a point where he may have to release him, you know what?
I was just thinking the same thing. He's down to a minute 25 left in this last period, and he's down by one.
There's
he's
a tilt attempt by Milton, and he's got a count. Just when you, I'll be darned. He's got a 2-point. He's got a 2-second. He's got 2 points down.
And he's waiting again.
Yeah, he's waiting for the hole to be broken to award the two.
There it is.
Yeah, he's got it now. Now he's now he can get another 2 points if he chooses.
Boy, he lost that grip. He's got a bar coming out the side.
Good pressure on it. So it's 5-4 now. Matt Milton, the Center Grove, in green, on top, in green anklet, I should say, black singlet. He's wrestling a guy in a green singlet with a red anklet on, so the colors are
you just confused everybody, reversed. Coach.
Yeah, as long as we got it in our mind. The top man's leading 5-4. We got about 25 seconds as we roll out of bounds and get a fresh start with Cody Fetters trailing Matt Milton, the Center Grove.
Coach Peckinpah telling his wrestler, you've got 26 seconds. You've got to get at least one here.
Should be interesting what transpires in these 25 seconds. Will one of these wrestlers just stop wrestling?
Short set. There he clamps down on an elbow, tries to roll him, but
they're both seniors, and I don't think it's in the cards. They're both going to wrestle this thing out. A lot of pressure on that spiral ride by Matt Milton. There's a Granby roll over the top, but Fetters follows him. Now, oh, wow. That was a real close attempt at least one, and I believe that Mr. Rex Peckinpah is going to the bench to plead his case that, hey, there was a loss of control. Wouldn't you agree?
I think there was, Coach. I think I would have given one on that one.
Now, I would imagine that... Wow, it looks like... Yeah, he is going to go confer with Pete Schroeder.
Nope, no control loss. Well, you can hear the Center Grove fans. Or, I mean, the...
Newcastle
fans. Not agreeing with that call, but... two officials on the mat conferred two different times in that one, and...
Those are tough ones at the end.
Now I'm on that 3-1-45 pounder from the Dennis Phil Memorial Matthew Brayson. And from Peru, Isaiah Gomez Sparks.
I don't know what Mr. Schlosser said to him, but it was an easy speech because Hilton won. All right, we're all set here. Peru's Dalton Sparks at 145 pounds in the black and gold singlet. He's wrestling Matthew Prasek, or Prasek, 38-10 Evansville Memorial, a junior. So Sparks, a senior, 43-3. Prasek from Memorial of Evansville, a junior.
I believe Evansville Memorial, isn't that where Matthew Paulus?
Yes.
Went to school and was a first-time state champion for that school, three years ago, right?
Yes. He's currently wrestling 197 for the Hoosiers of Indiana and having a fairly good year at 97.
Prasek in on a single leg, but Sparks is whizzing hard.
Sparks is pretty experienced. There's a hip toss, elevated leg, and he stepped over. Real nice lace leg lift. You don't see that very much anymore. Dalton Sparks got an arsenal of moves. We saw him at Al Smith early in the year. And I know he placed high in that. Sparks placed sixth last year at 45. This same weight.
He spun around and his left foot ended up right on the out of bounds when he got control, so there was no takedown.
Sparks with a collar and elbow. Inside trip. Dumps him down, drags his feet. Schrader rewards 2 points. Nice inside trip by Alex, or Dalton Sparks there. Real good Division I technique. Now you can't underestimate the importance of being here the year before.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the butterflies and... just the hype of the event, the lights, the atmosphere.
The amount of people in this big arena.
Yeah. There's a stand-up cut through. And he gets his one-point escape for Matthew Prasek. And I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. If not, please send an email to Broadcast Sport. And we'll get that corrected. Sparks. Running Prasek to the edge, shoots a high crotch, changes off to a double, into a single, back double, dumps him down, gets his 2 points as he drags his toes. So Dalton Sparks showing good mat awareness, dragging his toes near the out of bounds. That's why the rule was instituted there a few years back. And we're going to have a restart here with 10 seconds left. There's a switch attempt by Prasek. High shoulder counter by Sparks. Tight waist and down. And it looks like that's the way the period's going to end. 4-1, Dalton Sparks. Sparks Sparks' three losses this year were to Tanner Lynn of Delphi, twice in Surma in the finals of the Al Smith.
Prasek takes the defensive position.
Thank you for the update. Sparks has got two losses. Yeah, I think it is Markov. Good. Alex Sparks with a spiral ride. Now he's got an arm bar. Inside leg lift. Got that arm barred up. He's going to take it to a hammer lock. Using his knee to block it off. So Prasek doesn't wrist roll out on him. He's got it to a hammer lock. But he's having a hard time improving on it. Now it's a potentially dangerous hold. And it's not stopped. It will go out of bounds with a fresh start. So here we go. 1:14 left in the second. 4-1, Dalton Sparks. As we approach the halfway mark of these first round matches at 145 pounds, there's another switch by Prasek. Surprising he hadn't gotten to his feet yet, Coach.
What? Yeah, Sparks is doing a nice job of keeping forward pressure on him. He's got that wrist rolled under and he's keeping him wadded up underneath there.
Yeah, that's, there's a stand-up.
Draws,
I was
going to
say, you know, you stay down on the mat with switches and bad things happen down there. A lot easier to foul as opposed to getting to your feet. When it gets to his feet, at least he's got half a chance. Prasek, only a junior from Memorial, 13-10. Now up at 4-1 point. Prasek on a stand-up. Tries to cut the hands, but Sparks goes down to the ankle. Okay. Sparks riding tough with that hammer lock. Really controlling his wrist. Now he drops down to the legs. You know, Sparks is just doing enough to stay active without really stalling. 7.6 seconds left in the second. Dalton Sparks of Peru. Matthew Prasek of Evansville Memorial tries to come to his feet. But Sparks continues to stay down on those ankles. So we come out of the second period with a 4-1 Dalton Sparks lead. He's going to select down in the third.
We are at the 145-pound weight class. Remember the finals match last year, Coach? At 145 with Daniel Young being on his back and coming around for a reversal.
Wasn't he at 52? 45? Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that was a fun match to call, really. All right, Prasek got a leg in on Sparks. Now he's got a top power half. Looking to turn Dalton Sparks as he trails by three.
Josh Sanderson of the Washington High School with the first period fall on net number one.
Sparks looks like he's trying to come out the back door, but Matt Prasek has a really deep half Nelson. You can see on your screen there, and the referee, Pete Schroeder, stops it for potentially dangerous, and we're going to have a fresh start.
What, Sparks come out of that like that didn't hurt his arm at all? My arm about popped out of joint just
watching
it.
Yeah, just looking at it, yeah. There's a semi-stand-up by Sparks. He's in no hurry to get out of there, evidently. He's leading by three. But hopefully he didn't get dinged for stalling.
Well, he's got that leg in, and he's cranking.
There's
on
a
that
swim
power
attempt by Sparks.
Hard.
But he's not really doing a whole lot to get out of there.
No, he seems pretty happy with a 4-1 lead, doesn't he, Coach?
Yeah. Now, here comes the situation. How fast you call the stalemate? I mean, you want the top man to work his stuff. He knows he's trailing. He's really got that elbow bound up. And we've got a potentially dangerous signal by Schroeder as Prasek is really trying to use his legs to turn him, turn his hips.
Man, that doesn't even look like it bothers Sparks, does it?
Probably doesn't. He's pretty muscled up. We're going to have a false start by Sparks. He's flinched a little bit there.
Well, I think it. I think the official took that one on him. There was a stoppage on mat number four, and they heard that whistle.
Sparks gets to his feet with the legs in, which warrants a potentially dangerous situation, so they stop it immediately. We'll have a restart with 14-5 in the match. Short sit by Sparks. Again, Prasek throws the legs in. Another swim attempt by Sparks. Oh, a vicious crossface by Prasek. That's where it's going to end. 4-1. Dalton Sparks is your winner. Runs his record to 44-3. He'll wrestle the winner of this next match, which is Alex Surma, 43-3, a senior at Munster, versus Derek Harse, 34-11, a Perry Meridian junior.
And from Munster High School, Alex Surma.
If I'm not mistaken, Coach, hasn't all three of Surma's losses come to Eric Roach from Crown Point this year?
Pretty good possibility.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what I was told last week at the Maryville Semi-State.
We just got an email that Sparks was defeated by Surma at the L. Smith, I think. I think it was the L. Smith. So we got Harse in the powder blue from Perry Meridian Falcons, a junior. Wrestling Alex Surma, a senior. Surma placed sixth last at 140 last year.
Just looking through this bracket, Coach. There are three undefeated wrestlers in this weight class and two more that only got one loss. So down on mat number four, we're going to have Laquan Lunford of Clay and Montrell Johnson of Tri-Central, and both of them only have one loss, so that's going to be some good action down there on mat four.
All right, we had a two-on-one by Surma that was stalemated. Now Surma jamming in with double underhooks. Harse holding it off. Harse is a little longer and taller, a little more rangy wrestler. There's a throw by Harse. And drags his toes.
Boy, the
Greg Moe says no control, Coach. And it looks like the Perry Meridian coach is going over to Greg Moe. Wants a clarification on the throw by Harse. Jim Tante wanted control there. Joey and Jack say hi, Andrew.
What's that, Coach?
Joey and Jack say hi to Andrew Michelman. Andrew Michelman, can you hear me?
There you go.
I've got it turned up pretty high.
Well, you were drooping a little bit there.
I see. All right, we got a 0-0 match as Coach Jim Tante of Perry Meridian went over to get a clarification on an out-of-bounds throw-by attempt by Harse over Surma. There's another two-on-one by Harse. This match is getting kind of physical. It'll be Harse's choice. He defers. Derek Harse, 34-11 junior, from State Power, Perry Meridian. They're in the state team finals. He'll take the top position. There's a stand-up by Alex Serma. Harps. He's got an attempt to take him down. Now he shoots a low double as Alex Serma turns into him, and then he finally releases it. Gives him his one. You're doing a nice job, McAdoo. All right. There's a two-on-one by Harts. He's trailing 1-0. Serma just using his head to block it off. Both men appear to be going for the same technique, a two-on-one. There's Serma's two-on-one. Now Harts clears it to an underhook. Now an over. Now he throws it. Out of bounds. As soon as he cleared that overhook, he just immediately threw it. So Harts kind of tipped Serma off that, hey, I've got this arsenal on my feet. Serma on an arm drag double, dumps into his butt. And we got a two-point takedown for Alex Serma. Takes a 3-0 lead. Arm drag, double leg, drops him to his hips with not much resistance there. A pretty clean technique by Alex Serma, a senior.
Just got some information from Paul Bechtel up north listening to the broadcast. Said that Serma beat Zach Korp at the 152-pound weight
class.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Early in the year. Early in the year, and I think it was a tournament over in the region somewhere Memorial was in. He wrote him out, I think, and there was a lot of controversy in the match. But Serma's the real deal. You know, he's sixth last year. Got a 3-0 lead with 28 seconds in the second period. We'll get a fresh start here as referee Greg Moe sets it. Serma with a spiral ride to the right side. Derek Harts trying to come out of there. Now Serma goes into the legs. Got both legs in. Really bar half in the top right side. Trying to turn Harts as Harts turns away from it. Time runs out in the second period. 3-0, Alex Serma. Harts is going to take the neutral position. And as I said earlier, he kind of tipped off Serma with a lateral drop near the out of bounds on the far side from us. So you can bet your bottom dollar that he's going to be trying to get the big throw here. Well coached. Perry Marine's well coached. Jim Conte, one of the highly touted coaches. There's a front headlock by Serma. Serma beat Zach Korp at the Chesterton Invitational in overtime. Just got an email. Thank you for the update. And the correct information that we at Broadcast Sport try to get out to everybody. Okay, here we go. 3-0 lead. Alex Serma trying to fend off a big throw by... There's a nice arm drag double. Scored twice on it now. One of my favorite holds when I was in school. Until they catch on to it.
That doesn't work so well, does it, Coach?
It's like anything else, you know. You go to the well too often. So Alex Serma, it serves him well right now. He's got a 5-0 lead. He scored two takedowns off an arm drag double. 43 seconds left. Serma in pretty good control here. Got a leg in. Working the power half. Burning time. The referee, Greg Moe, calls a stalemate. 30 seconds remaining. And now Jim Conte wants to go to the bench again.
There's rules interpreter Tom Clark over there behind the bench.
What's going on? Jim Conte is wanting to confer with the official. I think there might be... It's 5-0. Short sit by Harse. Surma riding high, trying to roll him. But Surma staying loose riding. Now he's got good shoulder pressure now, keeping him flat. Rear crotch.
Well, we got a barn burner down on mat four. They are going into the ultimate tiebreaker, it looks like, Coach. 6-6.
Now Surma's trying to torque as he's got Hart's right leg figured forward. Time's going to run out here, and Alex Surma's going to advance into the quarterfinals. He'll wrestle Dalton Sparks of Peru.
Alex Surma of Munster advances with a 5-0 win on that three. Now at that three, 152 pounds for Zach Corp.
152. Zach Corp. Alcart Memorial, 33-2, a senior. He's taking on Nick Hill, 30-4, a senior. Gary Westheim. Okay. And you understand that two of Alex's losses, Sermon's losses, are to Willis of Cathedral at 160. And at 171 from Lawrence North.
Corp's in on the leg. He does a fireman's carry. He got him right to his back. Coach Seltzer's wanting near fall, but wasn't given any. They go out of bounds, and Corp sends him to his feet. We're 4-1. He did get a two near fall. He did get a two near fall, I guess. So we're at 4-1. Another single leg. Corp lifts it up, dumps him, crawls on top, and gets another two takedown. We're 30 seconds into this first period, and Corp has got a 6-1 lead. He's trying to crank Hill's head around for a cradle, but let's go with that. He goes back to that good cross face that Elkhart Memorial runs. Nice, hard, crisp cross face. There's a stoppage in the mat. There must be some blood somewhere. I don't... Got a little blood, no blood time. Nobody can see the Marty Schlosser can't see where it's coming from, but got a little cleanup to take care of.
So Zach Corp comes off right off the outset with a nice little carry. That's a unique singlet, Nick Hill in white. In a white singlet. As we said earlier, he's the first qualifier for Gary Westside in 18 seasons.
Check out that singlet over there, Coach.
That is, I believe it's Bennett, isn't it, from
Highland?
Pretty good 52-pounder for Highland, yep.
Well, they're back on their feet again. Collar tie Corp on another single leg.
Corp really looks like he's fired up. There's a two-point takedown.
They are out of bounds. Wow.
Corp's coming out loaded for Bear. Very aggressive. Not wasting any time on his shots. Hill tries to jump forward. Corp comes in with a leg.
Trying to lock that cradle up.
Oregon's got it locked up and he rips him back. He's got a count. He's got the inside shoulder pretty much flush as he knees him out. Excellent technique by Zach Corp. This is always tough as an official to see the inside shoulder on that cradle. And he gets the fall. Marty Schlosser calls the fall with 26 seconds left in the first period. So fall at 134 for Zach Corp. Wasting no time.
He put it to him.
152 pounders
now up by three. Dustin Parrish of Plainfield and Nicholas Banning of South Dearborn. Now we got Dustin Parrish, 34-4, Plainfield, versus Nick Manning or Nicholas Manning of South Dearborn. I believe. Parrish is in the lighter blue. He'll be in the green anklet. on the on your right hand side of the screen. Manning from South Dearborn, 39-3 junior. Parrish and Manning. Manning with a shot. Parrish runs out of it. Another shot by Manning. Parrish takes him to his back. On a, it looked like an attempted roll by Manning. And he caught him there. I don't think he got a count, did he?
No.
2-0. Plainfield's Dustin Parrish, a junior. 34-4.
Well, we're at 152-pound weight class, and last year it was Sean McMurray from Portage as the state champion.
He's moved up, right?
Yep, he's up at 60 this year. Parrish and Manning.
Parrish with a 2-0 lead. 56 seconds in the first left. They're both juniors. Here's a caution.
34-4 and 39-3, so they've got similar records.
I didn't see who the caution was on, but looked like Manning might have jumped South Dearborn wrestler from underneath. Parrish lifts and dumps him. Now he throws both legs in, and we got a potentially dangerous hold as the bottom wrestler supports all the way to both wrestlers. We're in a potentially dangerous situation. So we'll restart. Number 11. We got a new official in this group. There's a tripod stand up by Manning. Parrish locks the hands, drops to a single, runs through a double, wizard, and we go out of bounds with no score. Nice flurry of action there. 26 seconds left. Trying to find out who this new official is, Coach. That's Bart Welsh of Carmel.
Bart Welsh did the team regionals at Jimtown High School this year. One of the four officials there.
He's in here because somebody's disqualified themselves from this match. Maybe because of proximity, or maybe they live close to one of the contestants.
Who was the... it would have been Schroeder.
Schroeder, probably. Yeah, it must have been Schroeder. Because Schlosser's still over there. And it looks like Schroeder and Schlosser, Welsh have flip-flopped here. As Schroeder went down with Jim Troyer on that four. 2-0. Parrish hits a stand-up. Manning tight waist him down. Chops the near arm. Now a side roll by, now he's got a cross wrist, Manning. He does have a cross, and he's trying to try to tilt him. Can't set him up to the criteria.
Trying to get a wing in on that, but couldn't get that either.
And now he's trying to do a roll under for a tilt. Looks like Manning is a tilt specialist. Now he comes into a single leg as Parrish doing a lot of moving under there.
Mm.
Now he's got his ankle and knee all twisted up. But Parrish hustles back. Plainfield seems to always come up with one tough wrestler somewhere along the line. At least one.
And for the Plainfield fans out there, it's his junior year, so he, not saying he's finished yet, but he will be back again next year probably.
I tell you, this Manning's must run a pretty good tilt series. Looks like he can go either way on it, right or left. Off an arm chop, cross wrist breakdown. We're going to get a restart as we go out with 104 left in the second period. And Dustin Parrish with a 2-0 lead.
Over here next to us, Coach, not trying to interrupt you, but Jimmy LaRue from East Noble is winning in the first period 2-0. For you Northeastern fans.
And Coach Al Smith is on that mat. making the calls. I believe Matt, too, was without a camera for a little bit here and start. So it's good to see they're back in action. Manning, Nick Manning, continuing to ride Dustin Parrish of Plainfield. Now he's got a little bit of a rear headlock in. He's draped over the shoulder. Got a stalemate call by referee Welsh. In this weight class, we have four contestants that placed last year somewhere in the state. Bennett, third at 45. Corp, fifth at 45. Stahl, second at 40. And Richie, eighth at 30 last year. There's a nice standing switch by Parrish, but he doesn't have control, and it doesn't look like he's going to get control. So the two referees are going, that's a two-point reversal. One-point escape, I'm sorry. Referees conferred, the assistant, and there was a loss of control there. So it goes to 3-0, Parrish getting his escape. So now it's Manning's choice. It looks like he's going to take the down position once we resume action here. He's going to try to get back into this match. Parrish did a nice job of riding him in the first period. Tripod stand-up. Parrish throws a leg in. Power half topside. Really stretching him out. We're going to get a stalemate call here with no action. Welsh is checking things out.
You South Bend Clay fans, Laquan Lunford is up on mat number four, so if you go to that mat, you can watch his match.
He's wrestling a third place finisher, right?
Yeah.
Because Laquan was second last week at the Maryville Semi-State.
Yeah, he was beat by Roach.